And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report for Tuesday. And it will be, this is her first hour usually, is Carrick Barr University, KBU. And we have some important things to talk about today. What's happening, of course, in the gold and silver markets are taking off, which is really unusual because there's been a lot of attempts by the powers that be to control the price of gold and silver because they're acquiring tons of it, literally. We see a sequential and step-by-step meltdown of the economy. And we see all the reasons why the middle class is being wiped out with reduced relative wages per the expenses of actually living. So it's really important to understand what's going on in our economy. And we'll be joined shortly by Jim Deal and Pete Fedick talking about KBU or Carrick Barr University, why you need to be involved in this business. Now, Carrick Barr's is a gold saving plan, but it also has what's called K-Exchange. And I was reviewing the latest documents from the April Los Angeles conference on KBU K-Exchange. Most people are saying right now, just save your gold. But the fact is, you can use it as a Carrick Barr currency. And you can also use encryption so you can do things like an eBay or buying, selling, using Carrick Barr's so that it will eventually replace fractional reserve currencies. Oh, I hear a door opening or a computer opening. Is that Pete or Jim?
I'm here.
Good, Pete. So lately, how's your business going? What's going on in terms of the downline people you're helping to get started on the Carrick Barr business?
Well, there's activity, and we got all kinds of new things.
Tell us about some of the new things that are going on, because there's a lot of new tools available all the time, like Carrick Group Team, a lot of conferences, videos, actually free audio that you can actually listen to with the training sessions during the week. What's happening?
Well, we got particularly several new products that are quite exciting to behold, and I think that's going to add a lot of excitement to people that are working this business with any seriousness, if you will.
Yes. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah. By the way, this is Jim. I just wanted to jump in and if your people will get their Skype handle over to you, we can add them to our Skype room, and we post up, you know, workshops, training, and stuff like that on there. And that's our way of regulating.
Okay. In other words, that's excellent. Yeah, because you have a Jim, you have a training session, or a group that you do over on Skype.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good Skype room. We have several, you know, a couple hundred people over there, so we can just add them right into the room.
So it would be really easy to do that. So what we would like to do then is, if you get your email to me, if you contact Dr. Bill, just email me through NutraMedical and say, look, Carrick Barr's, I want to be in these Carrick Barr training sessions. They're all free. All you have to do, and if you haven't signed up, it doesn't matter. We'll teach you exactly all about the business. There really is nothing like this kind of business for anybody. It doesn't matter if you're a dentist, a home making mom with two kids. It doesn't matter if you're a taxi driver, Uber driver, I guess now would be the proper thing because Uber's taking over. Let's put it this way. This is the Uber taxi of home businesses. How's that?
There you go. and there's always, they had a great training this past Saturday, and most of the trainings are, I shouldn't say most of them, but a lot of them are recorded. And so for people, if it doesn't work in their schedule, we'll post up the link where they can go access the training, the recording of the training.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, so lots of support, lots of information out there. And the Skype room's a good way to get that.
Now, why don't you simulate, Jim, a new person that's coming into the system and how you mentor them to become a trainer of others? Because really what you're doing is you're training trainers how to do this very simple business. How do you say, look, we want to convert from fractional reserve money into Carrick Barr's? And, of course, you have discretionary money that doesn't have a specific thing. It's paying for mortgages or groceries or gas or your kid's college. And but people should accelerate that. If they have a certain amount of savings or even other, they should start moving it over to Carrick Barr's, because if you don't have gold-backed savings in some way or another, you're really going to suffer. And, of course, a lot of people are pushing to move your 401ks over to gold. I think this is better because fractional gold allows you to buy and sell in very tiny amounts, in gram amounts, which makes it much more portable.
Well, as Dan always liked to say, the only economy you can change is the one in your own household.
Yeah.
So if you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't have any control over a situation. Well, yes, you do. You have control over your own personal affairs, your own personal saving patterns. And I've said this in the past, people have no clue as to how, when things got really bad historically, a gram of gold went a long way. So people think, well, if I can only buy a gram a week or I can only buy a gram a month, what good is that going to do? Well, it's going to do a lot more good than not having those grams or however many you can accumulate. So, and I mean, you know, a gram a month, you're talking less than $70 a month. It's just not that much money. And you're going to be kicking yourselves if you don't do it, and you're going to be very grateful that you did do it. And the thing about Karabars is it's such an easy way to do that. You just get online, set up an account in the privacy of your own home. You make the transaction. You can set it up with an auto pay, and you can acquire the gold. And to go back to your other question about training and whatnot, if people want to get started, get on this, get your email to Dr. Bill and your Skype handle, and we'll add you to the room, and we'll, you know, you'll have access to Pete and I. We're both in that room, and we can we can walk through it with you and show you how to do it. And really, the way you learn this thing is you just really observe at first. Unless you really feel comfortable with going out and approach people on your own initially, you just observe and you pick it up by osmosis.
Right.
You'll observe the common questions that people have. You'll see how we handle those questions. And after a while, you're going to hear that three or four or five times. You're going to go, I can do this. And we go, great, go for it. So we don't hold you back, but we're here for you as long as you feel like you need us to teach you how to build this business and to teach you how to duplicate the business.
Exactly.
Because if you can't duplicate it, it's not going anywhere. You want to put a system in place whereby bringing on new affiliates and new accounts never stops, even if you stop. And what's really cool about what's going on with Dan's team right now is Dan did that. Dan was a smart, you know, he'd always refer to himself as the common sense knucklehead, but Dan had an incredible amount of wisdom, and he saw this, and he set things up, and guess what? Dan's gone. The residual earnings that he built up is not. And his wife and his son are set for life now because of what Dan did. And that's the power and the beauty of what Karabars has to offer. That's what's here for you. How, you know, I always ask people, I say, how hard are you willing to work and for how long to put yourself in a position where you have a walk-away residual income? Would you be willing to do that for 12 months? Well, let's look at what it's going to take. Would you want to accelerate it and do it 6 months? Well, let's look at that and see what that takes. You want to try to do it in 90 days? People have done that in 90 days. There's a lot of people in our company that have built a business in 90 days that created for them a walk-away residual income. That potential is here. There's lots of people. I can give you names. There's tons of people like that.
Yeah.
So it all depends on what you want out of this. I know I'm bouncing all over the place, but these are the things that we can help you with, and we can... You're not on your own. We'll hold your hand until you feel ready to go. And once you're ready, you just cut it loose and go for it. And there's plenty of support out there.
Yeah. Now, let's go through some of the steps. Gentlemen, can you kind of go through what you do when you train somebody right from the beginning? And let's say they've signed up, they have their package, and you now have their list of, say, five people, and we're ready to roll. And they're listening, they're observing, and you now call their first prospect, and you're about to play, say, the sizzle call. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go through their list with them, and I'll screen them and identify people that I think are key potential people with the new affiliates' help, of course. Once we identify those people, we have a set script we go through. We call them, me and the affiliate call them together. He basically introduces me. I take it from there. Then I go through, I ask them some key questions. We've got the script for that. I'm not going to get into all the specifics here, but we've got it available if you want it. And we put them on a sizzle call, and at the end of the sizzle call, we say, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your level of interest in what you've just heard? And if it's a real high interest, then we follow up from there. If it's a mediocre interest, we follow up accordingly to that. So we take it kind of like a funneling down process, and really what we're looking for is, on a scale of 1 to 10, my interest is the highest. Those are the people that we focus our time and energy on, to get them going and to get them in place as quickly as possible, because those are the people that are going to run with it hard and the people you want to focus your time on if you want to make maximum use of your efforts. Once we get those up and running, then we'll go to the nines and the eights in the list, and then the sevens and the sixes. And hopefully the goal is that out of that list, we will be able to parlay that into identifying and locating two key people, one on their right team and one on their left team. So it may not be the people we bring in that are going to be those two people. And it usually is not the people that we bring in. But guess what we do with the people we bring in? We go through the same exact system we went through that affiliate. We help them get their list together. We identify key people and wash and rinse. Repeat and rinse.
And I guess one of the things, too, is one of the principles Dan taught me when I was watching his videos and having him on the show was go deep. In other words, you might be 5 or 10 people deep before you get someone who's a real what I call geode. Someone who perceives a business and just goes for it like crazy.
It will almost be guaranteed that it will not be the people you bring in. The people, the movers and the shakers in the world that are out there, you may know some of those. You may be one yourself. And if you are, then you're going to find that, you know, we've had people come in that as a mover and shaker, and they just go out and identify like 5 or 6 key people. And I mean, they just go bonkers.
Yeah.
Most people aren't like that. The beauty of this system is, since it only takes two, you dig deep, like Dan talked about, until you find them. And the thing is, you probably heard me say this, I cut my teeth in marketing under a guy named Art Williams in A.L. Williams. And he used to have a saying, it was kind of corny and hoaxy, but there was a lot of truth to it. He said, every dud knows a stud. Now, of course, he wasn't suggesting that the people you brought in were duds in terms of their personal life, but in terms of business, they just would never be huge or successful in business. But everybody that's not going to be successful in business probably knows somebody who will be. Everybody. So that's why when I get that list together, I really try to dig in and look and try to identify the key people. He may not know what they are, but I know what I'm looking for. So when I get a guy and he gets his list together, I go down and I say, tell me about this guy, tell me about this guy, and I'll be making notes. I'll say, okay, he's a guy, mark him down, he's one I want to call. Mark him down. He's one I want to call. And so I identify the people. And, of course, I work with the affiliate on that. I don't force it on him. But I say, this is the people I want to call, and here's why. Make sure he's on board with it. And then we go do it. And we look for those quote-unquote studs. And again, it's repeat and rinse. Once we get somebody on that's willing to move forward and wants to build a residual earnings in this company, then we go out and try to find their studs. And once we get them on, then we work with those people and help them try to, and we keep doing that. And we just keep repeating and rinsing, going down each side of the team until we find the key party.
Yeah, the amazing thing to me is how quickly you can build a fairly significant network, but it matters consistency. What I usually recommend is people spend four to five days a week. They listen to the information, say, available in Skype conference. They check out Carrot Group Team, which gives them tools, and I think it costs like $20 a month if you want to get all the tools and videos and so on. But right. It's really a pretty simple business, and you don't have a lot big product line. Now, there are some new variations on that. For example, Carrot Group Cash is going to have newer denominations. It'll have more than just a tenth of a gram of gold. I think it has like 0.2, 4, 6, and 8 tenths of a gram of gold.
Right.
The Carrot cards, the Carrot basically are a traveling vault. Has 1, 2.5, and 5 grams of gold. Those, by the way, when you reach a certain amount, you want to get them transferred from Germany to you before you get $2,500. So it doesn't flag. So the government says, well, we want to have. I guess there's some kind of a duty you have to charge if you.
Well, anything over $2,000 in value, they're going to want certain identifying information. If it's under $2,000, they don't. That's important to some people; it's not to others. But we always make people aware of that, you know, so that way they know.
Yeah, exactly. So what other things do you find that are either things that get people really going or are stumbling blocks that stop people, and how to overcome those?
Well, you know, we talked about this a little bit. You know, and I repeat a lot because it really is kind of simple, and that is just disbelief. People, the biggest things I see that keep people back is lack of belief, lack of, you know, I tell you when I know I've got a good one, I explain it to them and they go immediately, I can do this. I go, he, well, that tells me, number one, he believes in the product and he believes in himself and he believes in the opportunity. So when you get people at him and haw and whatnot, there, something's not connecting with them. They don't, either they don't believe in the product, they're not convinced that the company's solid, they don't believe in themselves, they may not believe in you. So it's trust is what it comes down to. So you got to identify those areas where they still haven't crossed the what we call the bridge of belief. They haven't made that commitment yet. They're not all in yet. And try to scratch that itch. Try to identify it and scratch it. And once you do, then it's just a matter of training, just a matter of giving them the information. And the thing, other thing I would say about that is most of your training is going to be in the field with your trainer, with your mentor. That's where you're going to really learn this business. I don't know about you, but I learn more by doing or seeing somebody else do than I do by reading.
Yeah, exactly. And,
so there's plenty of tools that you can, there's plenty of tools that you can access and learn on your own. But we found that the bulk of the training that really sticks is when we get on that phone with that affiliate and call their prospects, and they see us actually dealing real life situations, overcoming real objections, answering real questions, and they go, okay, now I understand how to handle that. And so they just pick it up by observing, and they're watching this, and they got skin in the game because this is their friends that we're talking to, and so it just really sticks with them a lot better. That's where your best training happens, is right there. And then of course the videos and the conferences and all that, that's just reinforcement, kind of reminders, refreshers. But you really learn most of your training actually getting out there and talking to people.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, it's an apprenticeship where you see, you watch, and do.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's just that's the way I like to learn. I want, you know, you can tell me on paper, and I'm kind of ADD, you know. So it's just like I have a hard time sometimes. I have to really force myself to focus. But when I see it actually going on, and it's a real drama, real life drama playing out for me, it just kind of sticks with me a lot better. And I find that's how most people learn the best is getting in there and doing that stuff.
Yeah. Any comments, Pete, about some of the things that Jim's mentioning? Pete.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Pete? Pete's been under the weather.
Well, we'll get him back above the weather. How's that?
Yeah. He's
sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
So you got a scratchy voice. So, Pete, any comments about what Jim is mentioning?
What? the biggest thing is, you know, we're getting so many good new products, and there's so much to look forward to keep working at this, and it all causes you to develop options, if you will, that you can talk to people about, and you can effectively choose which product or products or combination of products that you want to focus on, if you will, to build your business. And you know, it's all within the same realm, and it all serves to build your network. And everybody's going to have their own style and so forth that they develop after their, you know, after their training is really through, so to speak, or at least
your evolution of your training. I think I have a feeling that even in the last months, after 4 years and Dan Jeromo being very successful, he was still learning how to mentor mentors. Like, he was at international meetings in Germany. He was doing rubbing shoulders with real senior people that were really big movers and shakers in the company. And he realized, he saw the vision of where this is going in terms of the world economy, saving, preserving, you know, the middle class and the upper class. A lot of rich people are getting involved with CarePars. It's not just a person for the middle class and lower classes. The rich people are getting involved because they know they want to preserve their buying and selling power in gold.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And welcome back, and let's continue. So, Jim, when you give some examples, just use some first names of some people in the last 3 months that you've mentored that have just taken off. And how far, what were the characteristics? They probably had 4 or 5 deep before they got the, I call the geode people that would really get rock and roll as well. Because when you get those geodes, they will replicate what you're doing, which is to try to build networks for other people. And one of the most important things I like about this business is you only succeed if you help other people succeed. That should be the watchword of this whole business. You only succeed if you help other people succeed. So that when you start getting successful people down the road, you say, take an average person who's just, you know, a single mom at home, and in 3 months she's actually getting residual income, she's getting gold, she's saving in a form of currency that can't be devalued by the banks or the big business or bureaucrats. It changes people's lives, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've had, I haven't really trained anybody recently. I trained a lot of people early on. I mean, we've got almost 12,000 people in our group now. So we got a lot of people that are just running their own thing. They don't even call me anymore.
Well, then, see, that's the point. The point is, as things have gone, like Nitza Nakos a little over a year ago, she took a year in Vancouver, Canada to build a network, I think, of almost 18,000 people. No, well, I'm sure she's not getting called by those people.
Well, no, I mean, she still supports them, and I still support my people. I mean, Pete and I still talk, and I'm in contact with another guy pretty regularly. But, I mean, they just don't need me anymore. I work myself out of the job.
You've trained them so well. It's like you're a senior professor of neurosurgery. You sit and work in your research lab and do research in neurosurgery, but you don't have to operate anymore.
Well, the thing is, my goal is to find people that are better than me. I mean, you want to go up. You don't want to ever, this isn't about ego. This isn't about being the guy that's in charge or running the show. This is about helping other people succeed, because when you help other people succeed, that's when you succeed. That's what I love about, a networking type business like this is. Right now I'm working with two guys, and they're somewhat limited in their time. One guy's working three jobs. But we've been able to get, a handful of people under him, and he hasn't given me the green light. I mean, everything that I've talked to you about so far on this show, I mean, that's theory. The reality is some people don't buy in. Some people have circumstances. Some people don't go quick. Most people don't. Most people don't. I would say out of my group, I've got probably eight people that are really kicking it, and that's a pretty small percentage.
You mean like eight people out of 12,000?
That's right. That are driving it. Now when I say eight people, under them they've probably got eight, and under them they may have eight. But I mean, there's eight people directly that I'm dealing with. So I'm not saying that I only have eight people in my group driving it. I'm saying there's eight people that I'm working with.
In other words, the other people are so far down, you don't have to interact with them directly or train them
These people that I'm working with, they know enough that they can be their support mechanism. I'm not necessarily the support guy, and that's what you want. You want to work yourself out of a job.
How long does that take to get your network of 12,000? A couple years?
Well, when we came in, we kind of kicked the tires on this, to be honest with you, because I was winding down another business, and we got in about August, but by January we had about 600 people in our group at that point. And so we were starting to get some movement. And then I actually have a chart of it. But we had a growth spell that just went off. And I was working very intensely with about eight people at that time. And then they've since gone on and ran with it. Now it's just every day I go in and check and our group's bigger.
So if you went off and took a vacation for a year, your income would still be growing, you'd still be getting free gold, you'd still be building a network.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much, yes.
So no wonder you're laughing like that.
Well, I mean, right now my focus is on trying to get Care Bars out into the marketplace through different vehicles.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've been spending most of my time and energy on at this point.
We'll have to talk about that next week. I appreciate it, Jim. We'll be back in a minute with Pete Fedick at Care Bar University. Lots of information on our links on the front of our NutriMedical.com, and lots of free teaching.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it.
purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range, a perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. So, Pete, we talked with Jim Deal. We call Big Deal. And, you know, I laugh at this business because we have a lot of people downline that are just, I offer my help, and after I've talked to them and kind of revved them all up, they go, I can do that. I don't need your help. I'll just call a sizzle call number and call my prospects, and if they're interested, if they're not, next. And it's a numbers game, isn't it? If you talk to 20 people and 5 pick up the business and you go through 5 levels to get those geo people, you're doing good. That's what you expect. Just like if you're sitting in a giant department store. Do you ever see the miniseries in Britain called Selfridges by the American that went to Britain and set up the first super department store on, I think, Oxford Street in Britain? And, you know, Selfridges broke the model of, you know, consumer exposure and where he put his perfume counters and his clothes counters and having customers be able to actually walk up and see it. for example, in the past, if you went to a clothing store, you didn't see the clothing. You had a clothier that brought out what you told them what you wanted. Well, the thing about carrot bars is you really don't have to. Some people would just pick up and say, hey, I have enough inspiration now. I'm ready to roll. And I see that very often now. What people should not be discouraged by is that their friends, relatives, and other people they think are would be interested just say, well, I'm going to do it, but they don't do it enough. And you just leave them alone. But what I would recommend you do is if they are involved in the business, just keep sending them emails, sending them some positive feedback to say, hey, this is how the business is growing. These are the new things in the business of, say, K-Exchange or new products, for example, customized cards. Let's say they're in another business. They're in, say, marketing or they're in construction or oil industry. You can make custom cards of the carrot bar, cards that can be given out on special occasions as well. Let's talk about that for a minute because carrot bars is also, in a sense, a co-marketing company that can have specialty cards for sports, special events, etc. It's kind of a neat way because you're actually giving something of value to them that actually has gold in it. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It is because, I mean, you can develop, you know, for instance, a retail store. You can develop a customer loyalty card or customer contests. You can, you know, if it's an otherwise some kind of a retail sales business or something, you could have a Salesforce incentive with it. I mean, the sky really is the limit on what you can do with those cards. And one of the really interesting things that you can do is upload your own imagery that you want to have put on the card. And so you could you might even have a series of cards that you end up developing for specific purposes within your own company or your own group of people functions.
I think the sporting industry is actually doing that with carrot bars, where they bring out specialty cards and they have a limited edition. In other words, there's only so many printed. That'd be interesting. That you know, 5 or 10 or 20 years down the road, specialty cards for top athletes that are now retired become by themselves more valuable than the gold in them. That's funny, hey?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what can happen. And you know, carrot bars is, as far as I know, the only company right now that's doing anything like that.
Right. Now, one of the things that I wanted to kind of deviate a bit here and expand on is things like K-Exchange. And I read the documents, and they kind of play it down because they say people want to mainly save. But we're already having collapsing currencies around the world. So I'm going to use an example. Let's say you're in Colombia and you're really good at making leather goods. And or you're in Quito, Ecuador. And there's a lot of expats that live there, but you are selling to a class of people that come from around the world, from Europe and elsewhere. And they may have a second home there. And they decide that they don't want to expose themselves to the winters of Northern Europe, for example, let's say Norway, where they, but they live part of the year, say, in Quito. You want to be able to buy leather at a with a currency that's not going to get devalued or be manipulated by the local government. For example, right now we have Venezuela's collapsing. This is an oil-based economy that basically the bottom's dropping out of the oil market. So their socialized system there is collapsing, and despite the fact they have 7 trillion with a T barrels of oil reserve. That's a lot of oil. 7 trillion. That's the estimate. It may be even more than that. There's more oil in Venezuela than the Middle East by, I think, what is it, 8 or 10 times the approved oil reserves. But it's not as high quality oil as the Middle Eastern, but it's good enough. And with the oil processing technology we have now, we can process it pretty well. Well, what we're having is a situation where if you're in one of these economies, you want to be able to buy and sell in carrot bars. You can do that in K-Exchange. And the thing is, as soon as, if the bottom did drop out of the economy, and they said this in the K-Exchange documents I recently read, you can immediately buy and sell within your network. Now, I think already in the K-Exchange network, I think there's 300,000 businesses that are actually already registered on K-Exchange, including ours, Nutramedical, which means if we wanted to, we can actually tomorrow have set up to actually buy and sell supplements with gold. Can you give us a little bit of input on that? Because people need to know that this is a possibility. It can be done. It can be done through your regular business, or it can be done through something like, say, eBay or a sales system online. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, the biggest thing is simply that, number one, you're registered, and number two, that you're willing to take the carrot bars as an alternative to as a means of payment for your goods and services as a business.
Right.
And, you know, the how that's done it actually does probably depend on your given type of business, but at the same time, you know, it's a transitory thing. You know, it's not a permanent always changing thing.
It's advancing. What I see happening with K exchanges, they haven't reserved, and a lot of businesses haven't done it. Let's say you're a plumbing company, and you're in Ohio, and you're signed up in Carrot Bars, and you're building a business. But let's say there's a danger that there's going to be devaluation, and you're buying materials for your plumbing business, but you're also being paid. If you had people that had Carrot Bars, you're going to be paid in a currency that can't be devalued. Now, what happens if the dollar gets devalued 30%, say, in the next 2 years? Which is very possible. Now, most currencies since August of 2014, like the ruble, South American currencies, and others, they've been devalued by more than 50%. Some places, 75%.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that if you're going to try to buy any materials that are made in other countries, let's say you're buying cars that are, you know, have European or American labels, but maybe they're made in Mexico or elsewhere, you can't afford to buy those anymore because your currency is so devalued. Let's say you're buying the vehicles, shipping them in containers to your lot, let's say in northern Brazil, and now you're saying, well, I can't afford to buy the cars and have enough margin in order to buy more cars for the next month to sell them to the local people that have enough money, expatriates and people that are wealthy, in order for me to continue my business. You follow?
Right.
Whereas if you have in the K exchange, you have a stable way of buying, say, leather to build leather, you know, jackets and clothes and shoes and so on, or electronic parts. Let's say you're assembling, custom assembling computers, and you're in this major city in northern Brazil, because it's a very high tech country. They have their own, by the way, they have their own jet aircraft business, making commercial airliners and military jets. Did you know that? Brazil. They're one of yeah, they're very, very high tech. In fact, they have their own space industry. They're working on rockets to launch satellites for communication, etc. So they're not slouches. And what we have to understand is, although there's a lot of favelas and poor people there in this country because it's socialist, they're also very technically advanced. The problem is, when you have a country that sets up a social network and you don't control costs, eventually you reach the point where you can't afford to continue providing things and you have revolution. That's why the corrupt government with Dilma Rousseff, and again, all governments in South America are corrupt. They are everywhere, including here in America. That's why Donald Trump's doing so well. The fact is, well, that corruption ultimately means they're going to take your money, print more of it, buy your votes with that money, and then when the money runs out, you turf them up, put somebody else in. But in the meantime, businesses suffer, people find their savings disappears, the value of their home disappears, their pension funds, which are internationally funded. Here in California, for example, Caltrans, which is a very large union, all their funding for their pension funds are funded in international stocks and bonds and so on. I mean, people don't understand that if the economy fails in Asia, your funding for your pension goes down the toilet. They don't realize how interlocked it is. And it's not just currencies. It's these international financial arrangements that are made. It's an interlocking, one world economy already.
Now, that's
what's
right.
With the currencies is, as they try to get out of their debt, they have to devalue the currency. But ultimately, that's what Obama or Trump or anybody, they have to actually devalue the currency or write off the debt. They have those two options. Write off the debt, it doesn't exist anymore, or devalue the currency. That's the only way they can get rid of the debt. And when they do that, they take the money out of your pocket and your grandchildren's pocket, and they make the debt disappear. The only way to get beyond that, and this is what Dan Jeromo said, is you have to control your economy in your own home. I've been saving gold and silver for years. I started buying gold and silver 27 years ago when it was like $200 an ounce. But now I can buy Carrot Bars at $54 a gram, in addition to my gold and silver I already have. And I can encourage other people to do it because everybody can afford to do that. They can afford to say, I'm going to stop. I'm going to get my own coffee machine at home. I'm going to stop buying Starbucks, and I'm going to invest that in gold a month. So let's say they buy 2 grams or 3 grams a month. And I'm going to encourage right. people online to do the same thing. And if they spend an hour a day, 4 days a week, they're going to build a network. In 90 days, they're going to get free gold. They're going to have a savings account that says at some point down the road, they're going to have a network of hundreds or thousands of people that are buying and saving as well. And eventually, if the economy starts to turn, we can also use it as the K-Exchange. And also, there's kiosks. I know you have a friend that was building kiosks, I think, from Las Vegas, and he was building them in Colorado to internationally ship these kiosks that would give fractional reserve currency in their current local denomination, carrot bar cards, which has a gold in them, issued by the machine, and carrot bar currency, which is now a tenth of a gram of gold. Now also be 0.2 grams of gold, 0.4, 0.6, 0.8 set of grams of gold currency denominations. This is going to be huge, and it also means they're electronic transfer, just like credit cards or cryptocurrency. Now there's, I think, up to 12 different cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin around. And there's even one called OneCoin that says they have a gold-backed cryptocurrency, which I find kind of a weird chimera. I've looked at it, and it looks, it's still, I'm not sure of what they're talking about there, but it's like G. Edward Griffin said when he did a previous program here a few months ago, let the best man or currency win. I think carrot bars is going to win. I think it's one of those currencies that's going to persist, just like because it's actual gold, it can't be devalued, because it's international, because it can be exchanged electronically, even on an encrypted network like PGP, pretty good privacy, because it can't, it can be stored in a bank and you can still electronically transfer the value of that to someone else. In other words, the carrot bar system, the K exchange, means there's money in, say, the Stuttgart, Germany bank, but you can exchange it to someone else to buy or sell goods. That's basically the basis of the K exchange system. So I think eventually you're going to see it, and it'll take a while, but you'll see it being more and more used as an alternative to the credit card, alternative to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. People consider old bank debts now. You would never have thought this 10 years ago with Bitcoin or Bitcoin-like currencies. There's 12 of them now, I heard, or even OneCoin. And the fact that there are alternatives to cash, there's a currency system set up in Kenya, and I don't know the exact name. I saw it on 60 Minutes a few months ago. And basically, right. it's based on cell phones. And you can buy mm-hmm. and sell in fractions of, you know, pennies. And what they can do is it means that they can actually lease, let's say, a pump to pump water up from their well so they can have water. They can have solar power so they can their kids can learn basically connecting the internet. And people like, for example, the guy that set up the Tesla car and owns PayPal, he's working on a project to actually put up low Earth orbit satellites that allow everybody on Earth to have high-speed, low Earth orbit-based internet. So whether you're going to school or you're doing tech stuff or tutoring or whatever, you'll be able to connect. You can be in the jungles in Africa, or in the deserts of the Atacama deserts of South America, and you can still get internet. I mean, that's cool, isn't it? It also means that you can start manufacturing, buying and selling things, and getting things ready to be shipped to, say, a coastal port where you can actually ship it out to another country. So the global economy is going to change, and it's going to transcend currencies controlled by nations or by global economic groups like the BRICS nations and the Fed Reserve. The Fed Reserve note itself isn't going to go away. There'll be layers upon it, but what'll happen is you'll have alternatives. So if someone doesn't want their money to go poof, which is the only way that the Fed Reserve and these other guys can actually write off their debt because it's too big now, is to devalue the money in your pocket. Now, if you don't want that to happen, you start transferring. We have one gentleman, for example, up in Los Angeles is a really good example. We have lots of them like that, where the gentleman's worth probably $10 million, but he's transferring a lot of his wealth into carrot bars. And he's doing that because he knows that if the currency devalues 30%, it means 30% of his $10 million, now he's down to $7 million. Plus, on top of that devaluation of the currency, there's real inflation that's beyond what the government wants to tell you because they fiddle the statistics and the numbers. That's not funny. If you're retired, like the old saying, you know, you run out of retirement money before you end up being put in a box. And most people are not estimating the fact that they might actually, we might actually achieve a significant life extension and life reversal technology in the next 5 to 20 years. They're not prepared for the fact that maybe they're going to get older until they're 85, but then they're going to start getting younger again and stay at a younger age for maybe 100 years or more. They're not prepared for that financially, are they? Society's not prepared for it. Society's not prepared for it. They're not prepared for CRISPR technology where we can alter your genetics after you're born and take away genetic disorder, predispositions to diabetes or renal failure, or, you know, get rid of polycystic kidneys or overcome syndromes like Down syndrome or whatever. They're not prepared for that. The society is not prepared for the singularity of information technology, let alone quantum computing and artificial intelligence. What are they going to do? Right?
That's right. That's right. You know, it takes a different plan and a different approach. And
exactly. So, I think we touched on some important principles here. What we're looking at is we've now seen the what I call the financial seascape of what's going on, and Carrot Bars is way ahead of all of the competition. If we were running yachts, our yacht would be flapping its sails and miles ahead of the rest.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
big adios. It's the adios. If you listen to the Nutramedical Report, first off, take our Nutrameds and get your nutritional needs and functional medicine, nutra-pharmaceutical needs only from Nutramedical. Don't go wander elsewhere. You're wasting your time, your money, and you may harm yourself. Then get your financial needs settled by starting off with Simple Simple. You don't have to study a giant product line. Get Care Bars. Do the business. We'll help you. If you want to deal with geopolitical and spiritual issues, we're going to steer you through the foolishness of what's going out there so you get a proper relationship with the Most High God. And then you're going to be empowered. We're going to try to empower you in every sphere of influence, whether it's geopolitical, to understand the truth. And when we have new politicians like, you know, Donald Trump, we need to know that he's our public servant, and we have to advise him properly so he is a leader, gets led by us, the public. We're the fourth arm of government. Well, in your home, like Dan Jeromo said, the most important economy is the economy in your home. And the American economy is built like a house built with bricks. The bricks are us, or the living stones it talks about in the Bible, the living stones of the New Jerusalem. We are the ones that build a strong America by having strong families that are strong financially. When 94 million Americans don't have a job and are not seeking a job and can't get in the workforce, when one in five families don't have one member of their household that has a job, when they fiddle the statistics and tell you they have 5.5% unemployment with these statistics, and something like 65 million Americans are receiving some benefit or financial aid from the government, and 47 million Americans are on food stamps, you don't have a stable economy, you don't have stable homes. And if they devalue the currency, what are people going to do when even if they pull a carpool, they can't get to work without it depleting the last few dollars they have for anything non-discretionary, like going out to watch a movie and getting a pizza? Our economy is teetering, and the globalists are panicking because they know that it's a point where they can't continue to print money to pay for things that they can't afford, and they haven't controlled costs. Like, for example, I'm writing a bill based on some of the principles for transition that Donald Trump has, but it's going to go considerably farther than socialists, communists, or other fools, because it's based on the principle that people are first. Well, if people are first, you need to be doing Care Bars. If people are first, you need to realize that if you start switching from a fractional reserve currency and convince other people to do so, what are they going to do when, let's say, a year or two from now, and they have, let's say, someone has hundreds of grams of gold they've saved, and they've helped hundreds of people, their network of relatives, friends, colleagues, now is in a situation where their dollar has just been killed. I mean, this has happened multiple times in Argentina. When you see these economies crashing, like right now Venezuela's crashing, I know from my classified sources there's talk that the U.S. government might have to invade Venezuela if there's social chaos there, because it's so close in our sphere of influence, and it's the largest supply of oil in the Western Hemisphere, other than the Liberty rig up in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. People don't understand that having Venezuela go south is not a good thing.
Well, you know, and the sad thing is, you talk about U.S. is going to have to invade. Well, all you're doing is delaying the inevitable.
Exactly. They haven't fixed the problem, which is you got to stop printing fractional reserve money and think you're going to print yourself into being reelected or giving promises when you don't control costs. I can say I'm wearing a paper to solve each and every problem that we have, whether it's health care, immigration, et cetera, et cetera. I'm writing and revising those papers. And making videos as well are on our live stream and our Vimeo networks. There's no excuse for the fact out there, if you're suffering or if you think you could suffer in the future, you must do Care Bars. I don't care if you're rich or poor, as I say, free or bond, you do not want to take the mark, because that's what's coming when they blow up the currency.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so. C-U-R-T. That's Kurt. C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com, or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.